setting the bar stories, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Oh, my gosh. This involves a lock and a missing key, we'll say. All right?
Okay.
Maybe one of the worst times to actually break up with your girlfriend. So if you can manage to make it through the day without breaking up with your girlfriend while wearing a fun little device on your little guy that now your ex is in possession of the key to remove it, then you're doing okay.
What in the world? Oh, there's no picture, right? I'm not looking.
Well, I have a picture of the padlock that was around said
okay.
little guy.
Okay.
So listen to this. Obviously, there's some embarrassment here, right?
Oh, sure.
He is unnamed.
Naturally.
He bought the lock about 8 months ago. Wore it as a game with his girlfriend. Broke up with his girlfriend.
And he didn't think about that. He didn't sit there and think about that, that this is not the right moment. Let me get out of this first, and then we'll have a talk.
He spent the last 3 months trying to get it off after their relationship ended.
What?
So finally, after enough like pleading, his ex was like, okay, I guess I'm not that evil. Here's the key.
3 months later? That's pretty evil.
I don't know if he reached out to her initially or if he waited or what. I mean, if it's me, it's immediate. It's like, hey,
yes.
Hey, by the way, we're no longer together, and I'm going to need that key right now.
Exactly. Right now.
Right.
Because let's just go ahead and clean break.
But, you know, he's taking showers, Kelly. What do you think happened to the lock?
Oh, boy.
It rusted shut.
I mean, why are you even getting in the shower to begin with?
So listen.
Like, you make it a priority.
Listen, he goes to the only place he knew to go, and that was a tattoo and piercing specialist.
Of course.
And they actually put it on their TikTok, but just like the view from the back of the guy, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
And it shows the faces of the tattoo specialists and the lock.
No.
And basically, it was a woman who helped him with this.
Oh, okay.
She explained that they eventually opened the lock with several carefully administered hammer blows.
Oh my gosh!
She said,
oh, could you even imagine?
No, I couldn't imagine, Kelly. No.
Oh, wow.
No,
I
couldn't. No.
Oh, wow.
She said, very carefully, we put the key in place and gave it a couple of hits with the hammer.
Oh, God.
It then came off.
Oh, your aim has better be spot on.
I know. It's like, you're like, man, I shouldn't have drank 4 cups of coffee this morning.
A little shaky. Okay, easy. Steady with the hand.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without breaking up with your girlfriend while wearing a fun little lock on your little guy that is now in possession of your ex with the key that rushed shut and you can't get it off, then you're doing okay.
I have many, many questions.
I know.
I will never have answered. I don't want them answered. Nope.
I don't know if we'll ever get an answer.
Nope.
I don't know if we ever will.
Nope. Although they may want to think about marketing a universal key for that kind of product.
Maybe.
For these particular
Maybe.
instances.
So there you go. That's set at the bar.